At a Women in Jazz conference in San Francisco a couple of years ago, trumpet and flugelhorn player Ingrid Jensen told the crowd, "When you look like I look, a blonde white chick from Canada, you're not supposed to sound the way I sound." That sound is professional, confident, and swinging. Today, Ingrid Jensen has firmly established herself as one of the world's top jazz soloists and has a number of CDs as a band leader. She was born in Vancouver and grew up on Victoria Island in the port city of Nanaimo. Music and jazz pulsed through her home, nurtured and encouraged by her mother, a pianist and grade school teacher who died just last year. When Ingrid Jensen was a child, she was a singing star. And before she took up the trumpet, her fantasy instrument was the trombone.
My mother was really big into Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong. She played these records all the time, and I just thought the sound of the, especially Jack Teagarden's trombone, and also Bob Brookmeyer, when I was growing up, I heard some of his music. But my older sister, who took me many years to get along with, and vice versa, she had already chosen the trombone, and the parents said, absolutely not. Not a chance of having two trombones in the house. It's already enough work with one. So I was my fantasy was overruled, and the band director that I was about to go study with at the school I was about to go to, and my parents already knew each other, and they had already decided behind my back that trumpet was what I was going to play. Good decision they made for me, because trombone players don't get as much work as trumpet players.
Because there are more trumpets usually in the school band, for one thing.
Yeah, and I think trumpet just is, you know, look at the history of trumpet and jazz, and it's a lot of the leaders, the greatest, most powerful leaders were trumpet players, Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, and there's something, well, we won't go into the poor trombone players' saga of how difficult it is for them to get work, but all I can say is I got a gig when I was 15, and I was playing the trumpet, and I knew that was it.
What was your first job at 15?
I was playing with a Dixieland band on the back of a hay truck in a bottle drive, raising money for band uniforms for the school.
Yes.
And if you can imagine, we had on these old outfits from, you know, like the 50s that somebody dug up in the back of the school, the, you know, the hats and the marching band, really, really corny stuff. But we raised money, and then I think I got an actual gig at the Legion out of that. The, whatever they call it in Canada, the Elks or the Legions.
The Lodge.
The Lodge hired me, and then I was like, hey.
So you were playing,
pro.
You were playing Dixieland. Yes, you're making money playing Dixieland.
Yeah, and I hired all the guys and picked all the tunes, and I realized that it was a lot of fun.
One of the instruments you play is the flugelhorn. Would you please describe what it looks like and how you make music from it?
It's basically a blown-up trumpet. The trumpet itself, with its narrow kind of structure, made me feel a little confined with my low rumbling voice. And when I first played the flugelhorn, I thought, oh, well, this is cool because it's got a bigger bell and a warmer, darker sound, and it sort of gave me that little bridge to some of the sounds I was hearing in my head that I wanted to go for. So the flugelhorn is, it's exactly the same as a trumpet. You play it the same mouthpiece, same valves. It's just a little bit darker and the bell's a lot bigger.
Whom do you most admire? Whom do you try to emulate?
I guess if I were to say in the jazz context, it would be from Louis Armstrong to Woody Shaw to Tim Higgins, the most recent trumpet players that I hear with voices that make me want to tell my story.
A tune that opens up one of your CDs here on Earth. And you start off with Shiva's Dance. How did you get this? Where were you in your career in 96 when this CD came out?
In many ways, I feel like I was really in the depths of searching for my voice as far as being a leader goes and how I wanted to express myself. And I feel like all three of the CDs that I recorded for the Enja label out of Germany, they were all, I felt like I was an artist in residence, and I was given this opportunity to work with these people to find my voice.
How did you meet Lionel Hampton?
I met him through my dear friend Clark Terry, who has always been a huge supporter of my original voice, I guess you could say. It was like the thrill of my life. I guess it was, you know, like when teenagers, they have their Britney Spears fantasies of meeting her. My fantasy was to meet Clark Terry when I was like 16 years old. And I sat in one night at the Vanguard when he was playing, and he just fell in love with me and took me under his wing. And wherever he went in Europe while I was living there, he always made me come and sit in. And the first time, Lionel Hampton and the Gold Men of Jazz, all these great players, you know, like Al Gray and Benny Golson were in the band. They're playing at the Vienna Opera House, one of those fancy places. And the president of Austria was even there. And Clark Terry and Al Gray made Lionel, convinced him that I could play. He didn't believe that I would be able to go out and help his show. He didn't need any help, understandably. And I was fine with the whole idea of just watching, but they insisted that I go out and play. And so at the end of the show, they brought me out, and I played, and Lionel, there's a picture of Lionel looking at me with like shock in his on his face, like, wow, she can play. That's good. I'm relieved. And then all the guys in the background just laughing, going, oh, yeah.
That's a long way from the hay wagon.
You're telling me. Who would have thought?
What is Project O?
Actually, it's three people. John Wecon, my fiancé, Gary Versace, the organist, who's an extraordinary piano player and accordionist and just ridiculous organ player. We all contribute music. We all work on the tunes together. We have our input. We all paid for the project ourselves, and it's very satisfying.
Now, who is Christine Jensen? I assume it's a relation.
She is my sister, my younger sister.
Tell us what she does.
She is a very fine composer, and she plays saxophone and soprano. Soprano saxophone, alto saxophone.
So you couldn't play trombone because your older sister played trombone. Now, don't tell me she wanted to play trumpet, but she had to soprano sax and become a composer.
No, it was sort of an obvious choice for Christine to go to the saxophone, and I think probably just as a result of some of the music that I was playing around the house, but at that point she also was leaning that way.
Yeah. I love the song, the tune, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. I mean, I don't think I've heard it for 30 years, but
you probably never heard it like that.
No, but it's a very cool tune.
I call that my derangement.
Yeah. You touring? You have any dates set up? Re-releases? What's up with you, Ingrid?
Well, the wedding planning seems to be taking over as
far
as
let me ask
getting
you
anything
about
else together.
This as a leader on a project with a fiancé who plays what?
Drums.
When's the wedding?
August 21st.
Oh my goodness, it's coming up.
Yep.
Now, who has the final say when it comes to the band you get for music?
Well, I guess the band is going to really be decided by the guest list. Whoever says they're going to be there is going to be playing. Actually, it's a very beautiful thing. I found these recordings of my mother playing when she was 18 or 19, when she was doing her final exams for her classical piano playing. And they recorded them on LP and on 78s. And so we're going to use a piece of that, of her playing, since she can't be at the wedding. And then we're going to go into something a little happier, although it's going to be very sweet.
Oh, mazel tov. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Leanne.
Ingrid Jensen's recordings for the German Enja label have recently been released in this country. Here on Earth and Project O's Now Is Then are available from Just in Time. You can also hear the full version of her tunes on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.